HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown, the place for information on Colorado festivals and travel. Fort Collins' biggest party of the year is upon us. Bohemian Nights at New West Fest starts this Friday. Part music festival, part community block party, this year's headline performers at Bohemian Nights at New West Fest do not disappoint. The Samples take the mountain stage on Friday night at 8:30 p.m. I had the opportunity to hear them play Soulshine Music Festival in Winter Park earlier this summer, and this Boulder-based band really knows how to entertain a crowd. Grammy winner Ben Harper headlines Saturday night at 8:30, and he will be joined by Charlie Musselwhite, harmonica player extraordinaire. The two men are on tour together after collaborating on a recent record. Legendary musician and songwriter Leon Russell closes the festival out on Sunday on the mountain stage at 5:30. While the main acts during Bohemian Nights at New West Fest are always impressive, I've discovered many great bands at this event by checking out the smaller stages. There are 6 music stages this year, as well as 2 additional entertainment stages. With more than 70 Colorado bands represented this year, you are sure to find a group that will appeal to you. Bands that I've discovered in past years at Bohemian Nights at New West Fest include Fierce Bad Rabbit and Patty Fiasco. This event starts Friday at 5 p.m. and runs through 7 p.m. on Sunday. You can check the website, bohemiannights.org, for additional information and to download the cool festival app that will help you make the most of your visit to the festival. It has the musical lineup and schedule, festival map, festival information and playlist, and even lets you share social media updates from the event. I usually attend Bohemian Nights at New West Fest, but I was invited to Steamboat Springs this weekend to cover the 5th annual Steamboat All Arts Fest. Touted as the most collaborative event in Steamboat, this 4-day festival celebrates the arts and culture of the Yampa Valley, while featuring nationally renowned artists as well. It incorporates dance, vocal, musical, visual, literary, and culinary arts to create a truly unique and inspired event. The highlight of the weekend is the Yampa River Stroll on Friday night, featuring more than 50 art vendors, as well as kitchen theaters, where chefs will demonstrate how to prepare their favorite dishes. For more information on Steamboat All Arts Festival, go to steamboat-chamber.com. As a reminder, it's also Loveland's famous sculpture show weekend, with 3 shows in and around Benson Sculpture Park. Find more on HeidiTown.com. August has 5 weekends, so this segment is covering the last 3 weekends of the month, and you know I can't talk about it all here. So if you haven't joined the HeidiTown Facebook page or subscribed to the blog, what are you waiting for? My pick for the 4th weekend in August is the USA Pro Challenge. I'm sure you've heard of it, right? It's that giant bike race that everyone's talking about. Think Tour de France, and one of the legs is right here in Northern Colorado. Also that weekend, it's Corn Roast Festival in Loveland. Back in downtown, it should be a riot this year with the bike race running right through the festival. Up in the mountains, it's Genuine Jazz and Wine Fest at Copper. You may remember that I attended this last year and just recently wrote about it on HeidiTown.com. Farther flung, August 24th, is the Mountain Chili Cha-Cha, a running race and town party. I have it on good authority that it's a fun day to be in Pagosa Springs, a town that after this summer is near and dear to my heart. And if you love antique trucks, Silverton, Colorado, will be celebrating them with a show on August 24th as well. The last weekend in August feels like a long, long way off, but it will be here before you know it. I am quickly running out of time, so for the lowdown on that weekend, be sure to tune in to HeidiTown.com out there in social media, including Twitter, Facebook, and Google+.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.